So now the point, to think is to concentrate is this. So you see, if even when we have very small compassion to some, to somebody, you see, we wish that being to be free from problems, and we help that being. You see, so now, if we completed the mind train of compassion, in great compassion, great compassion for every beings, for every, you see, the suffering living beings. So there's no question. You see, definitely what you would do, we're going to do something to all those beings whom we feel great compassion. Definitely, there's no question. So that's no doubt. by figuring out from, you see, our day-to-day life example, our own experience, you see, there's more compassion to somebody. So now if you have completed the mind train of compassion to everyone, every sovereign being whose mind is obscured, of course, you see, without question, one would there's no doubt that one would definitely do something for them. So, so there is somebody, you see, whose mind is completed, you know, training of compassion, you know, finished training. No more, nothing more to develop, nothing more compassion to be developed, you see, for other beings. So that is a fully enlightened being, one who has completed the mind train of compassion for all beings. That is also a fully enlightened being. So when that happens, then you see one become fully enlightened. So that time, because of the compassion, developing compassion, that makes to accumulate, you see, so much merit, the positive imprint, positive action, so much merit. You see, the compassion covers more and more sentient beings, and more one, you see, more the compassion becomes stronger. That takes the responsibility. You see, I will free them from the sufferings. So, more this compassion gets developed, one accumulates more merit, the positive imprint of actions. And one does this, you know, and then one dedicates one's life for that many sentient beings. However, then as one general compassion for everyone, one live the life, one dedicate the life for every sentient being. For every sentient being, one dedicate one's life, one live the life only for them, only for to obtain happiness for them and to free them from the problems, you know, causes. So, you see, continuously, you see, one accumulates infinite merit, cause of success or cause of happiness, infinite merit, you know, like sky, infinite sky. So, then, this makes to realize this also helps to realize, you know, to exercise wisdom. wisdom, seeing the ultimate nature of the I, mind, so forth. Ultimate nature of things, the real nature of, I say, things. Including I. So, so, and then compassion makes to complete, is it, to say, fully developed, to continue and to fully develop this wisdom. You see. So, by developing this wisdom, realizing ultimate nature, this is one. This is the one that what ceases. you see, what say directly affects the purifies the mind. This wisdom realizing the ultimate nature of the I, the absolute truth of the I. so this one, and you see, the ultimate nature of the mind, so forth. So this wisdom is the one. This wisdom and developing this wisdom is the one that gradually, this mind, which is chamber, temporarily obscured. so it's this wisdom. This wisdom is gradually, it makes thinner, you see, say, ceases or removes, you know, the obscuration, the disturbing thought obscuration, you see, the temporary mistakes of the mind, the obscurations. So become thinner, less. So this wisdom makes it to completely, you see, the mind completely pure, completely continuous the conscience, completely pure, without having any, like completely, you see, like complete clear sky, no fog, no cover, no obscuration, no fogginess, no cloud. Nothing, it's a complete a clear blue sky. you see, with sunshine. So like that, this wisdom is the one that which directly, you see, affects the mind, makes the mind pure, liberates from all these obscurations. You see, the cause of the problems, you know, the suffering, the disturbing thought, ignorance, anger, attachment, ignorance, and the dissatisfied mind, attachment, and then anger, all these things. then the seed of, seed of the disturbing thoughts, mind, you see, not knowing the wrong, the hallucinated mind or the wrong, you see, the conception, you see, that which is ignorant, you see, in the not understanding and the ultimate nature of the I, mind, so forth. this, you see, disturbing thought, seed left by this disturbing thought, even the imprint, very subtle mistakes, very subtle obscurations, even the imprint left by this ignorance, you see, this hallucinated mind, you know, this wrong concept, that, you see, which looks at I, mind, so forth, you see, in hallucination, you see, which apprehending, you know, you see, these phenomena and all the phenomena, you see, in the wrong way, which perceives in the wrong way, not a correct way, not according to reality, but the wrong way, false way. So, you see, all this, even down to the very subtle obscuration, the imprint, you know, completely get purified by the wisdom. So this conscience, this mind, which is completely free from gross and subtle obscuration, so that is that one. Then, at that time, then when our mind, that time, then what say? You see, through development of the wisdom and the compassion, then you see, when our mind happens, is completely free from all the gross and subtle obscuration, then our mind becomes omniscient mind. That time. That time, then our mind becomes omniscient mind. Knowing, because there's no obstacle. So, that time, then, no obscuration, no blockage. There's nothing which blocks the mind to see things. You see? So, therefore, the conscience, the mind, you see, become fully knowing, able to see all the past, able to see all the present exist, able to see all the future, and able to able to read every sentient being's mind, you know, able to see them, and able to see everyone, every single method to bring them in happiness, you know, that it fits to them. Then eventually to the highest happiness, full enlightenment. So that fully normal mind. Not just this. with this, then there's, you see, perfect power. Perfect power. For example, you see now. For example, at the moment, even you see, even for the disease, you know, what we are, you see, even, you know, to really know what one is a completely, you see, healthy, or what one has disease, what one's completely recovered. It's even to know what's on health, we have to rely upon. We have to depend on doctor. We have to depend on other people who have more knowledge, you see, to explain to us, to check through blood and through machines. You see, we have to rely on machine to understand our health. You see, we cannot, even that, we cannot see ourselves clearly. You know, we cannot tell, we cannot see. So, however, like this same, you see, we cannot see clearly, you know, other beings, without they explaining to you that you can see very clearly all the problems and causes and all the solutions that can fit to them, it's difficult to see. there's so much limitation in the knowledge, the, you see, understanding. even this, even in the, you see, because the, you know, even to, medical treatment, even just in the area, there's So anyway, you know, so even actually that area, even one small area, even to understanding in one area, there's so much limitation, and also there was limitation in the method to help. However, and cannot see, you see, cannot tell exactly life after this. I cannot tell exactly what, you know, the next one, about next year, even next month, week, even tomorrow. See, so there's much limitation in the knowledge to see the future. See, however, so while we are here, while we are here in this meditation room, we cannot be at the same time in the at the house, at the home, you see. While we are here, we cannot be at the same time at home or in the family. Or while we are here, you see, we cannot be other places where there are people whom we want to help. We cannot be there at the same time because there's blockage, you know, because there's a limitation in our power. You know, there's a limitation in our power. Because of this obscuration, see, this, the obscuration in our mental continuum. So because of that, there's so much limitation in our power of the body, speech, mind, action of the body, speech, mind, there's so much limitation. You see, while we are doing meditation here, we cannot be at the same time those places, different places in the world, where there are people whom we want to help, where there are people with whom we want to be together, or, you see, to help others. Oh, you see, so there's there's blockage, limitation that you cannot be everywhere. That one, so you see, cannot be everywhere. So this time, when one's own mental continuum become, one's mind become completely free from all the gross subtle obscuration, then there's no blockage. There's no block, there's no limitation in the power. There's no resistance, there's no obstacle. There's no obstacle. So, you see, whatever the mind thinks, whatever the mind thinks, the mind is there. Mind is there. You see, there is no resistance. So there is no resistance. You see, gross subtle obscurations are purified. So there is no blockage. So the mind is able to pervade. The mind, the conscience, able to pervade, able to embrace, able to pervade everywhere. You see, on all the existence, you see, on all the existence, the conscience is able to pervade. not only able to see all the past, present, and future. You see, not only able to see, you know, all these things, but the conscience is able to pervade everywhere. So that is the ultimate freedom, the highest freedom. You see, so then you see, the conscience and the conscience manifest. You see. Then the conscience manifests. You see, for the living beings, for animals, human beings, all the different planets, you know, different world. So for everyone, then you see, since consciousness pervades everything, covers everything, is everywhere. So you see, this fully enlightened mind which covers all the existence. So whenever you see the other beings, the positive imprint, whenever the other beings, good karma or the good karma, the positive imprint is ripened. The positive imprint, like sprout coming from the seed, ripened. You see, then the conscience, the conscience, you see, immediately manifest into form, and you see, into form, whatever sweets, pure or impure form, pure or impure, whatever it suits, according to the level of characteristic of. If the other living being is pure mind, it manifests pure form. If other living being's mind is impure, then manifests impure form, mistaken form, then died. So, like this. So, whenever the other living beings, the positive imprint is ripened, then immediately it manifests without delay, in 1 second, the help, whenever it's become ready, the help is without delay, even 1 second, immediately, as omniscient mind sees all the time, so without delay, in 1 second, it manifests and guides. like this. So, for example, you see, as long as there's no cover, you see, on the water, you know, water dew or river, water spring, as long as there's no cover, you see, then when the sun rises, you see, the one sun, you see, when it rises, it reflects, you see, in every water drop, in every streams, you know, water pond, everywhere, as long as it doesn't have cover, it reflects everywhere. So, you see, naturally, so like that, you see, naturally, since all the obscurations are gross, subtle obscurations are eliminated, say, purified completely, you see, the omniscient, this conscience or this omniscient mind, it pervades all the existence. So, this immediately manifests according to the living beings, you see, the imprint, positive imprint from past actions. So whenever this ripens, you see, then without delay, in a second, then it manifests, and then with the holy body, holy spirit, holy mind, then guide the sentient beings. You see, like this, then, from happiness to happiness, then, to full enlightenment. You see, peerless happiness. So now, so the perfect power, also one has omniscient mind, perfect power. That time, you know, when our mind becomes omniscient mind, that time we have perfect power, and see. So what makes so as I mentioned before, what makes to have the understanding to be complete and to have perfect power, you see, is by the compassion. Compassion, you see, urged. Compassion caused to develop the mind. Compassion for others. So this time, then you see, there's a, you know, the compassion is completed, you know, nothing more to develop for all sentient beings. So now, you see, now this deity that we're going to practice for healing, this particular aspect, this, you see, female aspect, the female Hrena, this leukemia, wearing leave and skirt, you see, leave. Now, similar way, the same thing, why this manifestation happened, such a, you see, wearing leave and skirt, you see, leave the tree, you see, leave dress, you know, such aspect, you know, say, wrathful and, you know, such aspect in the hand, you see, such color and holding implements in the hand. So you see, this omniscient mind, say, that which is, say, you see, this fully enlightened mind, this omniscient mind, which covers all the existence. Now, this, that which is, say, you know, perfect power and complete compassion for all beings. Now, this one, you see, this, the omniscient mind, because of the compassion, this, you see, omniscient mind manifested particularly to stop the epidemic disease, or contagious disease, epidemic disease, especially for, you know, to prevent disease, then, you see, manifested this particular form. You see, female aspect, wrathful aspect, that which is, say, you see, this fully enlightened mind, this omniscient mind, which covers all the existence. Now, this, that which is, say, you know, perfect power and complete compassion for all beings. Now, this one, this, the omniscient mind, because of the compassion, this is the omniscient mind manifested particularly to stop the epidemic disease, or contagious disease, epidemic disease, especially for, you know, to prevent disease, then you see, manifested this particular form. You see, female aspect, wrathful aspect, is not showing wrath to the living beings. It's not showing wrath to the living beings, but it's showing wrath, you see, showing wrath to the mind that which creates problems, to our mind which creates the problems, the ego, you see, the self-cherishing thought, the hallucinated mind that which projects, say, hallucinated mind, the ignorance, which views the self in the wrong way, completely, in a hallucination way, which views body and mind, you see, form, sound, smell, all the external objects, you know, all the inner objects, all the external objects, you know, which views in a completely wrong way, in a false way. So these, you see, the ego, the self-cherishing thought, which brings all these problems, then the hallucinated mind, this ignorance, you see, that which look at everything in the wrong way, perceives everything in the wrong way, which look at everything in the wrong way. So then, you see, because of that, then that being the earth, ground, you see, basis, then you see, all other problems, the, you know, dissatisfied mind, desire, and anger, and so forth, all the other vices. So, showing right is for these mind which creates the problems, which is the real enemy, which is the real enemy, you see. That which is living within us, within our mind. So, you see, in order to eliminate this, our inner enemy, these wrong conceptions, so then manifesting wrath. You see, wrathful aspect. So it has purpose. So the this introduction of the deity, the introduction of the Buddha, this female aspect Buddha. Sorry, it is not male. Joking. So the meditation of Buddha, that we're going to the resentment or visualize the lakshama. Lakshama means wearing lips, the person wearing the skirt, you know. So all those has implement, all those have signification. So maybe stop there. Then next we begin the mantra. 인간주심들은 뭐지 맞아 왔는데 이제 내가 공부를 배워 가는 중. Give these positive actions and imprint left by created by me. May I achieve the full enlightenment, the fearless happiness, and bring everyone to this state of